I would hope that the synod wouldn't be problem or issue driven. As I go around the diocese, my own diocese, much of it is rural and scattered, and to some degree parts of it are isolated, but I see the goodness of the lives of so many people, priests and people, leading quiet, uneventful, but deeply Christian lives. And I'm always aware within me that it's people such as these, first and foremost, need to be affirmed in their faith, that the quiet, uneventful lives that they're leading, following our Lord in their own way, be it as young people, middle age, and increasingly older people living perhaps in isolation, that they're following the path of the Lord fundamentally because of the incarnation. Anything that's human and good really is of God. So I would like a word of comfort and reassurance to them from the Synod.
How do you see the health, the faith of the church up in that area? You said it was very strong, a very Christian part of the country in years gone by. How are you dealing with this challenge of secularism that we hear so much about here?
Well, we are addressing it, taking our cue from the wider church and from what comes out from the Vatican and the lead of the Holy Father, especially in this year of faith. There is a lot of faith beneath the surface, but as we are hearing, there is secularization and all the pressures of modern life and living, not least nowadays, the great concerns of people about the economic situation. In the Diocese of Lancaster, I mean, our means are modest. We're not a rich diocese. We don't have a great deal of resources. But we have followed the cue. In fact, we have anticipated the year of faith in our diocese. One initiative, which we called The Light Is On For You, during last Lent, we offered people the opportunity of reconciliation confession each Wednesday night in their parish church. From 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the priest would be there. It would be very quiet. The Blessed Sacrament would be exposed. It would be a very prayerful atmosphere. We advertised in the local press at some expense around the diocese. That proved eminently worthwhile. I spoke to the priests first about it with some apprehension, but the feedback, as far as one can assess and judge, you know, these things, the feedback has been really very approving, very reassuring. You had people finding their way back to the Lord 20, 25 years. I urged the priests, without in any way watering down the tenets of the church or that, receive these people as the Lord would receive them. They're coming to you with good intentions. Simply receive them. And the reaction really was wonderful. So that was one initiative. In fact, it was by way of anticipation of the Year of Faith, which we will pursue this coming year. I had to anticipate yet again, as a bishop, I couldn't be in the diocese for the actual beginning of the Year of Faith, so we had our Education Mass, which is an event each year for new teachers, retiring teachers, always in the cathedral, always a very full cathedral. So I combined that with the beginning of the Year of Faith and asked those present, including representatives of all the parishes, simply to say the creed, to renew their faith. And it really was a wonderful occasion, very reassuring for a small diocese, and I found it very heartening. And so much good does go on in our schools, and it is the church in the modern world, with all the challenges, the drawbacks, the challenges to family life. And I'm constantly amazed at the goodness and at the vitality of the faith. May not always be reflected in church attendance or in mass attendance, but it does go on. I had an ordination to the priesthood recently, full cathedral, young lad, fine young man, and the majority of those, apart from his family and friends, were young people who would have known him. And some of them were moved to tears. They'd never witnessed anything like this before. It was a church putting her best foot forward, if I may say so. So instances like that, and we have a youth centre in the Lake District, and young people go there and so often find it a transforming experience. It is a hard world there, back at home, to be a Catholic, to be a practicing Catholic or Christian. There's a lot of opposition and indifference, and young people have to be particularly strong to hold on to their faith, really. One anxiety would be, for whatever reason, we don't seem to have succeeded in passing on the content of the faith. People talk about two generations have lost it. But I think we're on the right path. We have stumbled, perhaps digressed slightly, but with the help of the Synod here and all that's been emerging, like the documents of the Second Vatican Council, Pope John Paul II's Millennio Novo Innuente, you know, that wonderful document, and Pope Benedict's The Year of Faith, Portus Fidei. So all those are helps. And in our own diocese, just have to look at the website, like the opportunities now are just marvellous. I noticed one of the propositions was this morning was making full use of the new means of communication. I think I can say with the help of my very good secretary, we're actually doing that.
We're here in the last week of the Synod, looking towards the final list of propositions, the concluding message. Are you hopeful that, in a way, this document will be able to reflect all the work that's been going on here, all the ideas that have been coming out from you and your brother bishops?
Yes, of course, humanly, one does hope that will be the case. But it's not possible, given, is it 300-odd bishops and so many auditories? But I think the main issues, the main preoccupations, the main things we want to say will be embodied in the final document. And ultimately, of course, we're in the business of faith and the presence of the Holy Spirit, who always and ever does guide the Church. We may not see it at times, we may not be aware of it, but that's the nature of faith, the nature of trust in the living God, Christ with his Church. So I'm very hopeful for the future. We're in history. History has its highs and lows. Where the Church is concerned, the ebbs and the flows, the tide is in, the tide is out. But when I look around the hall and see all the bishops and the tremendous presence of those from Africa, and also very touchingly, I'm old enough to remember all the business of the Vietnam War, when you see bishops from Vietnam, Cambodia, I remember as a young man seeing the Berlin Wall and all of that, and to see people coming from behind that now, there is a lot of hope. The Church does go on in spite of everything.